Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. The Nick and Nan Radio Show is all about you, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your successes, your failures, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, your sense of humor. Get ready to feel better about life, love, and the pursuit. Here's Nick Allen and his loving wife, Miss Nan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. It's the Nick and Nan Radio Show live on TalkZone.com for a rain-soaked Tuesday morning, June 26th, 2012. I'm Nick, my loving wife of 9 years, officially, Miss Nan.
Good morning.
Celebrated our 9-year wedding anniversary last week, and you had no idea where I was going to take you.
I didn't. It was a very, very nice surprise.
I pulled it off!
You did!
Yes, I did!
You can pat yourself on the back.
I can pat myself on the back. Briefly, here's what we did. I made reservations in advance for this movie theater. We can get dinner and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Cine Bistro. It's in Tampa. They have a couple of places in Tampa, as well as parts of the country, in Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia, and other parts.
Mm-hmm.
How this works is that you have to make your reservations in advance as far as seating arrangements are concerned, what movie you're going to see, et cetera, et cetera. So I took care of all of that, and we took the trek to Tampa, got there, and it was raining. One of the topics of discussion we have today is the rain here in Central Florida. It's just insane.
Well, in the whole state.
In the whole state of Florida because of Debbie, and we'll talk about Debbie in a second. But anyway, so I made the reservations in advance. And we get there to Cine Bistro. You walk in the place, right? Now, it's 21 and up. You cannot bring your kids to this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you why. Because you get in there and you tell them who you are. Give them your confirmation number. And they give you your tickets. So we get our tickets from the front desk. We go around to the left of the desk. And in the back wall is this huge bar.
Yeah, first thing that...
First thing you
Hit
see
you when you walk in
is this huge bar.
And they make it very clear, yes, you can take your drinks into the theater.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So we ordered a couple of, Crown and Cokes,
mm-hmm.
Tall Boys, because we knew we were going to be there for a while. So ordered a couple of Tall Boys. And what they do is they seat you. Okay. The ushers seat you in your reserved seats.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they give you menus. And you order, and the food is world class.
Mm-hmm.
I am not joking, gang. The food is absolutely to die
for.
It's
a very, very classy, place. Very nice.
Classy. Mm-hmm. I mean, world class chefs, the whole nine yards. You ordered the fettuccine.
Something.
And I ordered the penne pasta diavolo.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And we're very pleased with what we ordered.
Oh, yeah. And the movie.
The movie was. Rockin'.
Rock of Ages, man. If you have not seen Rock of Ages, you have got to check it out.
Especially if you're in our age group.
Yeah, if you love the music of the 80s, particularly 1987 with mm-hmm. Journey and REO Speedwagon and all of these great 80s hair bands, you would love this movie.
Yeah, it was an awesome musical.
So, mm-hmm.
Of course, the first question everybody asked me when we got back, oh, what'd you see?
Mm-hmm.
Was Tom Cruise hot? Well, yeah.
He buffed up for this movie.
Of course he was hot. Yeah, he made a good rocker.
You know what? And it kind of brought it close to home to me because back in 1987, I was on the road, you know, playing in a heavy metal band.
So their depiction of life in the as a rocker was accurate, huh?
Extremely accurate. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not going to lie to you. That's how my life was back in the 80s and just rocking out. And this is the way this movie was. Alec Baldwin was great in
it. He was great.
Russell Brand was great in it. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Tom Cruise, Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend, Julianne Hough.
Yeah, I was surprised. She had like the lead role.
She got some pipes.
She can sing.
Little girl can sing. So if you get a chance to check out Rock of Ages. But Miss Nan had no idea. And we stayed at the Best Western.
I didn't. And it was just a lovely evening. I hated to see the sun come up the next day, even though we're supposed to be grateful for that.
It was perfect.
So. Yeah, it went by too fast. It was that much fun.
I know. Mm-hmm. But I pulled it off.
You did. You did.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You did a great job.
So my 54th birthday is coming up next month. So what you got planned?
actually, you're going to have to wait till our 10th anniversary planning.
Okay. 1-888-463-6748 is the number. 888-GO-FOR-IT. Our guest this morning, we rebooked Steve, the Dean Williams. Somehow wires got crossed last week, but Steve's on board and he'll be on board, at the bottom of the hour around 10:30. He's a relationship expert, going to be talking about love and happiness through real life dating tips, out of the box sex techniques. And, we have some questions.
Didn't realize that.
And we got some, questions to ask him about what's going on in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he will answer them. Big story, if you've been following this, it has been Debbie. Debbie is still here.
And she is wreaking havoc on our state.
Debbie has not moved at all. So we had a lot of rain yesterday, got a lot of rain today, going to have a lot of rain on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. All the way through the end of the week, actually.
Through the end of the week.
Because she just kind of stalled out. I think they finally figured out that she is going to go more to the east rather than north. Well, northeast, but okay. It's going to put her smack dab sitting on our state.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're in one of the hot news areas.
There were a tornado touched down a couple of days ago. And we live in a very nice subdivision here in Winter Haven, Florida that's called Terra Nova. And a tornado touched down like across the street from where we live.
Might as well have been in our backyard.
As a matter of fact, one of our friends, Rob, he came by the house yesterday and knocked on the door. He wanted me to help him put his fence back up in his backyard because the wind was so crazy.
Well, Rob is an integral part of my little story.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, I was out in the weather all weekend long.
Yeah, you were.
It was treacherous. At one point, I was pretty scared. I happened to go up and down Highway 27 because I had to go to Davenport and towns that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive 40, 45 miles an hour on a 60-mile-an-hour highway because the water was not leaving the road.
No, it wasn't.
And even in the middle lane, you know, usually if you stay away from this from the sides, you can miss that hydroplane feeling when your vehicle's hitting those puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
The water was covering the highway, and it wasn't leaving the highway. It was coming down so fast.
Fun.
I was scared. I really was. It was very, very treacherous.
I was scared for you.
But the worst part of the weekend, I'd finally gotten home Sunday evening.
Right.
Just set up my computer and get all my charting caught up, and I get a phone call. They wanted me to go back out to Lake Alfred. I said, okay. You know, I wanted to argue, but I didn't, being the nice person I am. So I loaded everything back up, got wet getting back out to the truck. So I'm on my way to Lake Alfred, and our daughter Tara calls me and she starts questioning me. Where are you? And I was explained to her that I'm on my way to Lake Alfred. I just got a call.
Sure. If you're just joining us, Miss Nan's a hospice nurse and she works weekends.
Oh, thank you. Reminding everyone of that. And, so the next thing that happened was her husband was watching TV and they were asking about my exact
location. Your whereabouts.
Because he was watching a tornado in Alturas. So I'm like, oh gosh, remind me, where's Alturas? She said, Mom, it's close.
Alturas.
It's on
is
Highway
close.
60.
Right.
So she was trying to describe where it was. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Jimmy's phone's blowing up. Our neighbor, it's his, they're friends, but they live very near us.
You're talking about Rob and Lauren, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were calling Jimmy and Rob's saying, dude, I'm watching a tornado form in my backyard.
Hello, somebody.
You know, he's looking out his back window and he's seeing a tornado form.
He videotaped it.
Mm-hmm. So they relay that information to me, and then before I know it, Tara starts screaming.
Yeah.
Because she's looking out her front window, and she sees it.
Ooh.
And she's going, oh, my God. I mean, she's just going crazy.
Freaking out.
She's like, it looks like birds, but oh, my gosh, it's debris. It was a very large tornado, and it had already touched down because it had all the debris swirling around.
Absolutely.
So I'm What a 5 minutes, boy. That was intense because then I called here. I'm like, y'all get in the closet. You know, I was thinking about the house and you know, you have to go into a room with no windows you have to figure out what is the safest room to be in.
Exactly. And Florida doesn't have basements for some strange, ridiculous reason.
Well, there didn't used to be this kind of tornadic weather that we see now.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I grew up in Hialeah.
Yeah.
The hurricanes, yes. You didn't see many tornadoes. All the weather patterns are changing.
At some point.
Oh, you knew you were going to reference that as Sorry. I'll forgive you.
Okay, cool.
Of course, we're not the only area experiencing horrible things. But anyway, I went around today, now that everything's calmed down. The weather hasn't, but
no,
enough to where you can drive around. You know, the rain's just kind of coming and going right now.
Yeah, it's okay right now.
But you can see where the tornado, where it went. You can see the path it took.
As a matter of fact, you had to go somewhere this morning, and you decided to take a little trek in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of houses in our neighborhood.
Well, more than a couple.
About four or five houses.
There were a lot of houses with the blue tarps. And you could see the pool cages were all torn up. And you could just see where it went, and then it cut through the woods, went across the street to another subdivision.
Unfriggin' believable.
Fortunately, there were no injuries in our area.
Yeah.
Now, there was one not too far from us in Highland County.
Lady died.
Yeah. It was a young woman. She was a young mother, and they found her in the woods where the tornado deposited her.
Uh-huh.
Still holding her three-year-old daughter.
Oh, man. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, the daughter made it, but the mother didn't. So that was the one casualty that was extremely sad.
Just,
shall I continue? I can finish with the end of the evening.
Finish with the end of the evening, then we'll get into the stupid criminal report real quick.
Because after I did my visit in Lake Alfred, I'm on my way home. I get over here to Cypress. Right. Oh, gosh. When it's pitch black at night and there's no lights anywhere, and all you can see is the sheets of rain and your headlights. That's how it was. All the electricity was out.
Yep.
So I come down the road. I normally come down, and there's a guy and all the emergency vehicles. They wouldn't let me on our road to get home.
Yeah, a lot of roads were closed because of this craziness.
I had to turn around and figure out, how am I going to get home? I hope they haven't blocked where we live. Mm-hmm. Fortunately for me, I was able to just make a big circle.
Right.
And they had it blocked off right after the gate entrance to our community.
Okay.
I'm like, thank you, Lord. I just want to go home. I've been out in this all weekend. I want to go home. All's well that ends well for us. Of course, it didn't end so well for some folks, but we're grateful.
But Debbie's wreaking havoc, and you're saying it's supposed to go northeast?
I believe that's where they're predicting it this morning. She's about 85 miles west of Cedar Key. Mm-hmm. Moving eastward near 3 miles per hour.
Right.
The maximum sustained winds are only 45 miles an hour. That's barely tropical storm status.
Yeah, right.
But her havoc is coming from her slow movement and no movement.
And
for
no
a couple
movement.
Days.
So right now she is like stalled.
Yeah, pretty well stalled, only moving 3 miles per hour. So rain. And our state is just getting all tore up. You know, all the coastlines, there's flooding everywhere. Major thoroughfares are closed.
In Tampa, especially.
Mm-hmm. They closed
the Howard Franklin Bridge is closed.
Which, that just happened, because it wasn't closed yesterday.
Right. So, that's our weather story, and we're sticking to it. I still think Debbie should just go to Dallas and be done with it.
I wouldn't wish her on anyone. Now, another fear, I think, I've heard a few weather guys talking about it. She's going to get in the Atlantic. What's she going to do? Is she going to strengthen again and become another big storm?
Big storm.
So that I don't think they know what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, that's what's going on, but I'm glad that we're here to talk about it. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748, the number to get on board the bandwagon we call the Nick and Ned Radio Show. Right now, we're going to shift gears from weather to see what the stupid criminals are up to today.
You filthy criminals.
It's time for the Stupid Criminal Report. Actual news stories about actual stupid criminals who actually do stupid things.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
In order to get their few seconds of fame and notoriety on the Nick and Nan Radio Show.
Our first criminal for today comes out of Multnomah County.
Multnomah County.
Well, anyway, Oregon. Where Bozo James Turner was on probation for armed robbery. Well, the terms of the probation required he attend drug treatment, make a monthly court appearance, and check in regularly with his probation officer.
Simple.
Such an arduous schedule quickly became too much for our Bozo, and he quit showing up. But he couldn't leave well enough alone. He started taunting his parole officer, posting challenges on his Facebook page to catch me if you can, and calling himself the one that got away.
Unbelievable.
You know what? It's never a good idea to challenge a parole officer. He started following our Bozo's Facebook page closely, and he noticed in another post he mentioned, I'm in Alabama. And when he posted a picture of his girlfriend's pregnant belly, along with her sonogram, He noticed the name of the hospital was shown clearly on the sonogram. Oops, he's been tracked down and taken back to Oregon.
Fugitive rule number one, cancel your Facebook account. And that is the look at this edition of the Bozo Report. Actual news stories, some actual Bozo criminals who obviously do really dumb things in order to get their few minutes worth of fame and notoriety. On the Nick and Ann radio show on TalkZone.com. I'm going to take a little quick break and back with more right after this on TalkZone.com.